Welcome to the Board of Education reorganization meeting of July 11, 2022. Can you please stand for the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have three trustees that were elected to the Board of Education on May 17, 2022, for a term of 3 years beginning July 1, 2022 through June 30, 2025. Dr. Tamika Battle Burkett, Dr. Michael Cantara, and Mr. Michael A. Jaime. I'll administer the oath. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the Office of Trustee of the Board of Education.
Of the Office of Trustee of the Board of Education.
According to the best of my ability. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of trustee.
Of the Board of Education.
Of the Board of Education.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Slow.
I'll go slow. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties
of the Office of Trustee.
Of the Office of Trustee
of the Board of Education.
Board of Education.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
I seek a motion for the nomination for President of the Board of Education.
I nominate Mr. Hyde.
Okay. Second?
I second.
Nancy? Okay. Are there any other nominations? I declare Michael Jaime President of the Board of Education for 2022-2023 school year. I seek a motion for the nomination of Vice President for the Board of Education.
We have vacant.
Okay. I will swear Mr. Jaime in.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Will faithfully discharge the duties
of the Office of President.
Of the Office of President.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best.
Turn the meeting over to Mr. Jaime.
comfortable like my chair at home. Anyway, good evening. Apologies for the delay in the start of the public session meeting. And Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present with the exception of Ms. Early Davis. Could I have approval of the agenda of tonight's reorg agenda and the regular agenda?
Move.
Move Mr. Mafia. Second. Second Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. So I'm going to do the reorganization meeting first, and then we will proceed into the regular meeting. So at this time, I look for a nomination for the Sewanaka Central High School District Board of Representatives. So there's a nomination on the floor for myself and Dr. Burkett to represent Sewanaka Central High School District. Is there any other?
Second.
Second by Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. So part of the appointment of some of the officers and some of the other designations in the reorganization part were done previously on June 7th because this meeting was being scheduled later than normal. So section six, the appointment of officers has been previously approved by the board on June 7th, so I will skip that. And I have moved to Section 8 and asked for a motion on the designations of official bank depositories as listed. Excuse me? Oh, so we did
up to the internal claims auditor.
Oh, okay. All right. So going back to section seven. So the LEA asbestos designee is Paul Gustafson. The Affordable Care Act Administrative Services is the Seneca Consulting Group. The Financial Market Advisor is the Capital Markets Advisor. Student Medical Advisor is Dr. Carl Friedman. Employee Medical Advisor is Dr. Carl Friedman. The Consulting Contract Engineer is H2M Architects and Engineers. Capital Projects Owner, Clerk of the Works, Frank Marino. Environmental Consultants is J.C. Broderick and Associates. Roof Consultants is Watsky and Associates. Business Consultant is Thomas W. Galante, LLC. Board of Ethics, Board of Conduct of Ethics to be determined. Record Management Officer is Fernando D. Bartolo. Bond Counsel is Hawkins, Delafield, and Wood. The 403B advisor is the Omni Group. The Medicaid compliance officer is Felice Palmore. The vision insurance carrier is NYSUT. Accounting services is Keeping Your Books and Milagros L. Alt. Medicaid cost reporting is done by Zycron Industries. Flexible Spending Account Administrator is J.J. Stannis. Fixed Asset Service,
Fixed Asset Inventory Services is CBIZ Valuation Group, LLC. Legal counsel is Bond Schmonick and King. Enviro Service Consultant is Interim Acting Director of Facilities. Contract Tracing is Peralta Consulting, LLC. Independent Auditor is Naraki Smith. I'm sorry. External Auditor is Naraki Smith. Internal Auditor is R.S. Abrams. Gatsby Actuary Consultant is Questar 3 BOCES. Certification of Payroll Superintendent of School. Car Business Systems to be provided district-wide print services. Impartial Hearing Officers will be selected in accordance with applicable statutes. Others to be selected by project, subject to board approval. At this time, I'd ask for a board member to serve as the committee of one on behalf of the board regarding impartial hearing requests, and that would be Mr. Dr. Kantara. Can I have a motion on that section 7, the remaining items from section 7?
Move.
Mr. Mafia, second. Ms. Garlick, any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Now, section 8, the official bank depositories. TD Bank for authorized for all funds, JP Morgan authorized for scholarship and payroll accounts, Flushing Commercial authorized for investment funds. Banks shall be required to provide necessary collateral statements. Can I have a motion, please? Moved, Dr. Kantar. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Section B under 8 is the regular monthly meetings of the school board for the 22-23 school year, along with the audit committee meetings for 22-23. Have a motion, please. Move, Dr. Kantar.
Second,
Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Section C, the official newspapers will be the Franklin Square Elmont Herald, New Hyde Park Illustrated, and Newsday. Have a motion, please, on the official newspapers.
Garlick.
Move, Ms. Garlick.
Second,
Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Section D is the Committee on Special Education for 22-23 school year. It is recommended as follows. Membership, Special Education, Audrey Cabell, Chairperson, Elise Palmore, Chairperson Alternate, Dr. Carl Friedman, Student Medical Advisor, Resource Room Teachers, Special Education Teachers, several school psychologists as noted, Parent of the Child being reviewed, General Education Teacher of the Child being reviewed, Special Education Teacher of the Child being reviewed, and the E&L Teacher of the Child being reviewed. Second is the Committee on Preschool Special Education. Recommended the following membership: Elise Palmore, Chairperson; Audrey Cabell, Alternate Chairperson; Karen Green, Alternate Chairperson; Special Education Teacher; Speech Language Teachers; Resource Room Teachers; General Education Teachers; E&L Teachers; a representative from the Evaluation Agency; a representative from Nassau County Department of Mental Health, Office of Children with Special Needs; a representative from Nassau County Early Intervention as well. Could I have a motion on those two sections? Move Ms. Garlick, second Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Next is the membership and subcommittees. Let's see. So it's subcommittee and then the 504 committee, as noted on pages 7 and 8. Can I have a motion, please? Move Dr. Cantara. Second Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. Motion carries. So we have a question on the Autological Services. Was the name ever updated to Northwell, or is it still North Shore Long Island Jewish? Okay, so the we request the approval, or I request the approval for the use of Northwell Health Systems Hearing and Speech Center for the 22-23 school year for autological examinations. Audiological assessment, hearing aid evaluation, hearing aid analysis, and post-calibration testing. Could I have a motion, please? Ms. Garlick? Ms. Capers? Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. And under section 9, I believe that the school purchasing agent was approved on June 7th, along with the reading of the purchasing resolution. Okay, so the next area that I'd be asking for a motion is the reserve fund limits, and recommend the board authorize the 22-23 reserve limits as follows. Workers' compensation reserve fund, not to exceed $2 million. Workers' compensation absences liability account, will not exceed $4.5 million. The Retirement Contribution Reserve Fund, funded by transfer of unrestricted fund balance of $3,345,580 for employee retirement and $3,079,812 for teacher retirement, to be updated during the fiscal year 22-23 per board policy. Budget transfers under $5,000. Recommend that the superintendent be authorized to approve budget transfers $5,000 or less with subsequent reporting to the Board of Education. Recommend that superintendent be authorized to approve billable hours for consultants when exceeding the agreed amount upon amount with subsequent reporting to the Board of Education in accordance with the provisions of Chapter 708 of the laws of 1992 investment policy number 3700, originally adopted by the Board of Education on August 7, 1985 and amended July 5, 2005, shall be in effect for the school year 22-23. I'd ask for a motion on the reserve fund limit, the budget transfers under $5,000, billable hours, and the investment policy. Move Ms. Garlick. Second, Dr. Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Next is the Medicaid policy. Policy number 1345, originally adopted by the board on September 10th, 2010, shall be in effect for the school year 22-23. Approval of staff conferences. The superintendent or designee is authorized to approve the absent attendance of staff to conferences. Approval of the independent audit. The superintendent is authorized to approve an independent audit if deemed necessary. Authorization to employ retroactively. The superintendent requests authority to employ in exceptional circumstances, situations, any personnel essential to the operation of the school system subject to final approval by the Board of Education. Payment rate for administrators, principals, and assistant principals. Resolve that the Board of Education approve administrators to be paid at their contractual hourly slash daily rate when working or supervising approved work performed beyond the normal school day. This authorization shall be in effect from July 1 through June 30, 23. Special counsel is needed. Resolve that the Board of Education hereby appoints the office of Mulholland, Minion, Davy, McNiff, and Breyer to serve as special counsel as needed, as requested by and at the direction of the superintendent. Can I have a motion for the Medicaid policy, approval of staff conferences, approval of the independent audit, authorization to employ retroactively, payment rate for administrators, and special counsel?
Move Garlick.
Move Garlick.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mafia.
Abstain.
We didn't get to the vote yet. Any discussion? So, all in favor?
Abstain.
So we have five yeses and one abstention. Section 10, other items. Use of district credit cards, use of cell phones, staff cell phones, readoption of board policies, mileage reimbursement rates, summonses, and petitions. Could I have a motion on those items? Move Dr. Kantara.
Second
Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Next section is section 11, board committees, and that's to be determined. And next is section 12, board membership. It is recommended that membership in the following organizations be approved for the 22-23 school year, with the cost shown at the right. The National School Board Association, the New York State School Board Association, the Nassau-Suffolk School Board Association, the New York State Caucus of Black School Board Members, REFIT, the National Hispanic Council of Board Members, the National Black Council of School Board Members. Have a motion on item 12, board membership.
Move
Capers.
Second
Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Next is resolved that members of the school board, Board of Education, superintendent, the attorney, when requested by the board, Members of the administration may, upon request, attend National School Boards Convention, Q Conference, New York State School Board Association Convention, and the American Association of School Administrators Convention with appropriate expenses incurred by the district. Further resolve that members of the Board of Education Superintendent, when requested by the board, members of the administration may, upon request, be permitted to attend meetings of the Nassau-Suffolk School Board Association, the New York State School Board Association with appropriate expenses incurred by the district. Resolve that effective January 1st, 2016, the district shall offer a certain health insurance plan identified as HIP Prime HMO LG to all district employees who are eligible in accordance with the terms and conditions set forth by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act 42 USC 18001, as amended by the Health and Education Reconciliation Act of 2010, with rates of payment by the district and the employee as stated in the employee's collective bargaining contract of employment. Can I have a motion, please? Move, Mr. Mafia. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor?
Second, Kantara.
Yes. Oh, what did I say? Did I say Garlick or Kantara?
Kantara. It should be Kantara.
Oh, okay. Kantara. All in favor? Motion carries. It's past my bedtime.
Can we pause for a moment so I can talk to the district clerk before you do the business agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Am I the last who does this?
You. Okay. During your. Okay, so at this time, the board is just going to step out of the room for a couple of minutes to consult with our attorney, and we'll be right back. Sorry about that.
Yep.
Okay.
We have a little correction. I asked for a vote for president, a nomination for president. We did not take a formal vote for Michael, so we need to take that vote now. I'm going to ask for the nomination again for president, Michael Kantara. Okay, can I have a second?
Ms. Garlick had the second previously.
You don't have to do it again?
Ms. Garlick, are you still on the second?
Okay. Okay, are there any other nominations? Okay, now I'll ask for a vote for Michael. All in favor? Okay, any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. I declare Michael president of the Board of Education.
Oh, can I do it from here? No.
No, you're not stand up. I'm sorry.
He should hold back.
All I have to say is thank you to us for this cupcake. She's now moving.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Okay, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Faithfully discharge the duties of president.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations again.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
If that's the case, I quit.
No. Nope.
Okay, see, the benefit of having new counsel is, you know, keep us on target.
That's
right. I appreciate that. Where am I? All right. So, thank you. See? Motion to adjourn, reorg, and open the regular business meeting. Move Ms. Capers. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Okay. So, for the regular meeting of June 7th, we have some corrections. So on page 223, Ms. Capers has indicated that she voted no and she did not abstain. And then on page 39, on page 225, wherever else it appears. So Mr. Nugent appears under teachers with 39 years, although, and there are other parts of the minutes where it says he has 7 years, so let's just make that consistent. Well, move him from the teacher line and make it either 39 or... So then we should just say seven. Mm-hmm. And so I'd ask for that correction on page 225. And then there are no other corrections for the regular meeting of June 7th. So I would ask for a motion to approve the regular meeting of June 7th as amended and the special meeting of June 15th. Have a motion, please. Ms. Garlick. Second, Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. So I will keep my remarks very brief, as it is very late. In your packets that you receive, you should have a... profile of our new attorney, Candace Gomez, and I don't know if during her attorney's report she would like to make any comments or just give you a brief bio of herself, snapshot, but if she does not, it's in your packet. So at this time, is there any correspondence?
No.
Okay. At this time, we'll have the report of the school attorney.
Good evening, everyone. I hope that you are well. I will keep my report very brief. I just wanted to thank you all for welcoming me into the Elmont School District. It's a wonderful place, and I'm very glad to be part of the team. I want to thank the board members and the administrators for helping me to get on board and learn the ropes so far, and of course Mr. Colum Nugent, who was very instrumental in transferring over this information to me, and he's been very gracious in helping me to get up to speed. So thank you to each and every one of you. Thank you to the community, and I look forward to working with you this year and hopefully for many years to come. Thank you.
This time we'll have the report of the superintendent.
Good evening. I too will be brief. I just want to congratulate the principals and the staff of all six schools for beautiful graduations at the end of June. Everyone did a wonderful job, and had the honor to stand on the stage and watch our Sewanaka students graduate from high school, which was beautiful. So congratulations to everybody on a job well done. That's what it's all about. It's about our children. So thank you for that. Just have two items off of the report. One is for an approval that we discussed in executive session for the hiring of a nurse coming off of a an agreement that the board is familiar with to hire her full-time as an Elmont nurse, and I ask for your for a motion.
Move Garland.
Second, Dr. Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
The second thing that's not on the report is a request for unused vacation time. The board is familiar with the members that are asking for vacation time to be rolled over, and I ask for a motion for that approval.
Move Garland.
Second, Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
No.
So we have five yes and one no.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay. Seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, appointments, and resignations noted on pages 1 through 39.
Have a motion to approve pages 1 through 39. Move Ms. Garlick. Second, Dr. Kantara. Any discussion?
There is no paper.
39.
Second.
No, I had Ms. Garlick and Dr. Kantara. Any discussion? Huh?
I didn't hear the second.
Oh, that's okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, terminations, resignations, and retirements noted on pages 40 through 44.
Have a motion to approve pages 40 through 44.
Garlick.
Second, Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? So we have five yeses and one abstention.
Seek a motion to receive on page 45 the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and Section 504 Committee.
Could I have a motion to receive page 45? Yeah. Can I motion to receive page 45?
To approve page 45?
No, it's receive. Is it receive or approve?
Receive.
Did you say something different?
No, you said it.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Yes, could I have a motion to motion to receive page 45?
Move Garlick.
Second, Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 4 through 16 on pages 46 through 53, with the exception of number 12. Which we're going to table. That's on page 52. So it's items 4 through 16, with the exception of number 12.
Is that the?
That's the school safety.
Yes, okay, very good. Can I have a motion to approve pages 46 through 53, with the exception of item number 12, which is the second reading of the district-wide health and safety plan. Can I have a motion, please?
Move
Mr. Mafia. Second, Dr. Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Items 1 through 5 are noted for the minutes on page 54.
Page 54 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 55.
Have a motion to approve the page 55 schedule of disbursements and warrants.
Move Garlick.
Second,
Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 56.
Motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 56. Move Dr. Kantar. Second Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve the business report, other approvals and authorizations, items 4A and 4B, on pages 57 and 58.
Have a motion to approve pages 57 and 58. Move Garlic. Second Kantar. Any discussion? All in favor?
Abstain.
So we have five yeses and one abstention.
On page 59, items A through I are noted for the minutes, as well as the vandalism tallies for June 2022 on page 60.
Page 59 and 60 are so noted for the minutes.
That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any old business? Any new business? Any legislative items? Items for future consideration? So at this time, we'll take any members of the audience that would like to address the board at this time.
Hi. We are representing the Clerical Association negotiation team, and we would just like to make a little statement. As you're aware, the clerical unit and the district negotiated in good faith for 6 months and reached an agreement on June 8th, 2022. Our membership approved the agreement overwhelmingly, only to be shocked at the board's refusal to accept and approve the memorandum of agreement. The clericals of this district are always willing to go above and beyond to get the job done, whether it means working through lunch or staying late. We get it done without receiving any additional compensation or overtime pay. We are a unit who is dedicated to the success of this district and the community. Many of us have grown up here. We've raised our children in this district. We have supported many budgets, bond referendums, and board members. The clericals are always available to handle any task that they are assigned, going as far as to be deemed essential workers during a state of emergency. During the height of the pandemic, when the district was shut down by state order and many were safely sheltered at home, the clericals continued to work in person as well as at home to ensure the daily operations of this district continued seamlessly. As you may also recall, during the budget vote of 2020, the district clerk was charged with an unprecedented task. The entire budget election would have to be run by absentee papered ballots that were mailed to every single household in the community. As enormous and overwhelming as this task was, it yielded a successful passage of the school budget, which is always our ultimate goal. All clericals do their part and work tirelessly to ensure all district obligations are met. Every employee of this district works seamlessly during an unprecedented time and should be commended for the effort and hard work. We are respectfully requesting that you honor and approve the memorandum of agreement that was approved and signed by our membership on June 15th, 2022. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one else that come up.
Hi, I'm Alitra Babb, and I'm a teacher aide at Clara H. Carlson. We also did a contract MOA, and we was wondering if you guys received that in our we did it on Thursday the 8th, and we want to know if you guys received that and what is the status on that.
Thank you for your comments. First, I wanted to respond to the letter from the clerical unit. Thank you for your comments. The board has heard your concerns, and I can tell you that My colleagues and I at the law firm representing the district will be reaching out to the clerical unit to hopefully reach a resolution to this situation as soon as possible. So we have heard your concerns, and we are hoping to move forward in a very positive direction with you. So if you just bear with us a while longer, I'm sure we'll get to a good outcome. With regard to what you raised about the teacher's aid MOA.
Yes, that was fine.
With the board's permission, would like to call for a vote at this time to ratify and approve that MOA. From what I understand, it has already been voted upon.
Yes.
By your unit.
Yes.
It's been signed by the superintendent.
Yes.
And the final step is ratification and approval by the Board of Education. So with that, if there is a motion to ratify and approve the teacher's aid MOA, which was previously provided to you, I'll ask for a motion. Motion by Ms. Capers, second by Ms. Garlick. All in favor? Looks like we have six.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Bath. Thank you. So at this time, there is no other business of the board, and I would ask for a motion to adjourn. Well, I would say our next regular meeting is Tuesday, August 22nd, and I'd ask for a motion to adjourn. Move. Ms. Capers. Second, Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Have a great evening. Thank you.